I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Friday, March 10. Coming up, Students Loan Bureau to lower interest rates, over 450,000 persons to stop paying income tax in April, and Buff Bay Main Road reopens. The news in detail after this message.
Hey! The JCDC has a competition for everybody! Ladies, sign up for the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen by February 24 for your chance to become a cultural ambassador. For those talented in the kitchen, make sure you sign up for the Culinary Arts Competition by March 10. Writers, here is your chance. Sign up by April 28 for the Jamaica Creative Writing Competition. And calling all dancers, the World Reggae Dance Championship is here! Enter by June 23. Millions to be won in cash and prizes. Check jcdc.gov.jm and social media.
Now the news. The Students Loan Bureau, SLBs, to reduce interest rates on pay-as-you-study loans for students pursuing specific programs. Finance Minister Audley Shaw says this measure is geared at increasing the workforce in industries tapped for growth over the long term.
Therefore, on a pay-as-you-study loans, interest rates will be lowered from 9.5% to 6%. On postgraduate loans, interest rates will move from 13% to 9.5%. For study in areas like maritime and logistics, agriculture, engineering, and ICT, interest rates will decline from 9.5% to 6%.
The finance minister was opening the 2017-18 budget debate in Parliament on Thursday. Effective April 1, 2017, the personal income tax threshold will be increased from $1 million to $1.5 million. In his budget debate presentation in Parliament Thursday, Finance Minister Audley Shaw said 469,131 Jamaicans are on the pay-as-you-earn PAYE tax roll.
Under this $1.5 million threshold that this government has instituted, 397,083 persons, almost 400,000 persons of that entire PAYE cohort of taxpayers will now be exempt from paying tax because they are now completely below the $1.5 million tax threshold. This reform is aimed at addressing the high tax burden on PAYE, the captive PAYE workers.
Effective July 1, 2016, the first phase of the personal income tax threshold was increased from $592,800 to $1,272. The National Works Agency, NWA, is undertaking a hot patching program along several roadways in Trelawney. The project, valued at approximately $8 million, is being funded through the Tourism Enhancement Fund and the Road Maintenance Fund. Community Relations Officer for the NWA's Western Region, Daniel Ricketts, says the program targets approximately 3,600 square meters of roadway.
The hot mix is related to the type of material which is used. We have two types of patching, hot mix patching and a double surface stress application. This is supposed to be completed by the end of the month, the end of March.
Among the areas which will receive attention are sections of the Alberttown to Troy Main Road and the stretch of roadway between Falmouth and Springvale. Motorists are being advised to obey the posted warning signs and instructions of flag persons. And the National Works Agency, NWA, has reopened the section of the Buff Bay Main Road that was closed to vehicular traffic. The roadway between Orange Bay and Windsor Castle in Portland was recently closed after strong wave action eroded part of the roadway. Manager of Communication and Customer Services at the NWA, Stephen Shaw, says several truckloads of material, to include boulders and river shingle, have been used to fill the cavity that was created by the strong wave action.
Following the heavy wave action that affected a section of the Buff Bay Main Road, the works agency was able to have the corridor returned to vehicular traffic, albeit in a single-lane fashion, as more work will have to be done on the road in order to facilitate traffic in both directions, as was the case before. We have given a commitment to ensuring that persons will be able to do so in short order.
Heavy equipment is still working in the vicinity of the collapsed road, and persons are being asked to exercise extreme caution while the work is in progress. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.